Ladies and gentlemen, would you please be upstanding for the Australian National Anthem as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is doing the rounds after the budget was handed down last night. A lot of great news I heard for a lot of folks in the budget. Obviously, the losers, the other team, the opposition, I don't even know why they... of course, they're going to complain and pick holes in things, but I think all in all, I think they've done a great job with this budget for a lot of folks. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, on the phone.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey.
Good to be with you.
You too.
Prime Minister.
Okay, now before we get into the budget, I've heard that every man and their dog keep asking you, am I coming to your wedding? I want to let you know up front. Don't feel obliged to send, if I get an invite, great. If I don't, I never show up at people's weddings anyway, so save yourself the hassle.
One of the things that I have said is that there's no way that I'm going to try and compete with your grandeur of that wedding, I've got to say. Mine will be much more modest.
Yes.
Yours was a great night.
Thank you. But I've heard people having a go, I've heard people bringing it up.
I loved sitting next to your mum. It was just great. She was terrific.
Mum's single now, by the way.
I'm
just telling Albo. We're just giving him the update. Yeah, she's.
Yeah, no. Well, I met her. She had a date there at the wedding.
Yeah, he was called her husband. She's left him. The third husband. It's over. Yeah, mum's moved on.
Well, yeah. I won't comment on other people's relationships but I hope she's done okay.
Thank you. I hope Jodie's doing well. Is she buzzing about it? Is she doing all the plans and everything or not yet?
Well, the problem is I've been a bit focused on the budget. We didn't put our wedding plans through the expenditure review committee of the cabinet.
Yeah.
But she last night, she came round. We had a couple of events last night for the business community. And she came to them, and she's just looking good. We're both very, very happy, I've got to say.
Nice. It's been
quite delightful since we made the big announcement and made the big decision. We're both really, really wrapped at the moment, and people's goodwill has been quite lovely towards us.
Oh, that's so nice. Will you be wearing a top hat and a cravat, or have you chosen your wedding outfit?
No, we've got none of those plans. I've been focused on the budget up to now. The difficulty with my job, of course, is that we don't get little sabbaticals, which radio announcers get from time to time, where you have a few weeks off. I'm on 24 hours a day. At the moment, but we will get around to planning the big day and sorting out the venue and sorting out the invite list and doing all of that.
Let me tell you, Albo,
the invite list, you know,
it will be tough.
You're best because I think I heard you say the other day that you're keeping it quite small and low key. I think that's the best way to go, because then if you do anything bigger, everyone's going to want that invite. Yeah. Everyone's going to think they deserve the invite.
Dick Smith and all them, they'll be all lining up.
Anyone you've ever met or had dealings with are going to want it. So,
family only, in the backyard.
I've met a few people in this job.
Prime Minister, before we get into the budget, let me tell you, I've spoken to Carl Stefanovic, and him and I are going to put on your bucks party. So get yourself prepared. We need a 3-day event.
He's thinking, oh no.
You have to surrender yourself to me and Stefanovic, and we're going to give you the bucks party of your life.
Well, Russell Crowe has volunteered his services as well.
Has he? I'll ring Rusty then.
What a dangerous troika that is.
Oh, we'll go up to Russell's farm because he's got it all locked down up there, okay? So get 3 days off from Jode, and I'll ring Russell.
I'll take care of Jody.
Yeah.
And we're away.
Okay, now give us the highlights for the budget. Who were you looking after? Who needed the most attention and the most help? And tell us about it.
Well, this is a government for every Australian, and every Australian will benefit. So the big picture is tax cuts for every Australian, every one of your listeners, energy bill relief for every single household.
And is that real relief for the electricity?
Right,
great.
$300 off people's power bills, every household. So they're universal. Yep. And then we've got some targeted support as well. So rent relief.
Yeah.
A 10% increase for people who get rental assistance on top of the 15% we did last year for students. And I know there'll be a lot of students listening to your program. $3 billion
each
taken off HECS debt. Taken off the full bit. And as well, one of the things that I reckon a lot of people wouldn't know is that if you're studying to be a teacher or you're studying to be a nurse, all your prac training that you have to do as part of your course, you're not being paid for it. But you're making a contribution. So we're going to pay people for that prac time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's exactly. More teachers.
Yeah, we do.
More nurses, more social welfare workers. So that will make a difference as well. We have now $32 billion we're putting into housing.
Yeah.
And the other big picture thing.
And by the way, Prime Minister, you should ring up Vogue Homes because they got specials and everything on at the moment. I don't know if you're across all these housing joints, but they're advertising with us. I'll hook you up with Vogue Homes. They've got a bloody great joint.
Hook me up. Well, I'm pretty fine public housing at the moment there at the lodge here in Canberra. I feel very privileged each and every day to be able to be there at the Prime Minister's residence. And I'm enjoying here in Canberra, I've got to say. Although it's a bit cold this morning, I've got to say, out there. We were doing the TV interviews this morning, and if something happens, you know, as the sun comes up, as it gets a little bit later after 7 a.m., it gets colder.
So How does that work?
It was much warmer at 6 a.m.
How does it work when the sun's out?
There's a science to it. I'm not sure what it is. You need to get, I don't know, some scientist, meteorologist on the program to explain it. But there's something about when the sun comes up, the temperature drops. And that certainly happens here in Canberra because I was up pretty early this morning. At 5 o'clock, it was okay. And 7 o'clock, it just started to get a little bit chilly.
Well, you should get the electric blanket
out. Oh, do you know what I got for Mother's Day? What? An electric throw blanket for the lounge.
Oh, get that for the wedding.
You turn it on.
And how does an electric throw blanket
It's
work?
Just a normal, beautiful, soft throw rug for your blanket.
Full
for your,
of
for your
hard
lounge.
Wires.
And you have to plug it in?
Yeah, you do. But it's like really easy. And it's just as soon as you turn it on, it heats up instantly.
Oh, Alba, you should give one of those electric blankets to everyone as well.
Can you do that?
So let me get this right. The Kyle Sandilands recipe for the budget that I should pitch up for next year for Jim Chalmers is tax cut for every taxpayer. Well, good
including
tick.
The filthy
and
rich.
Bill relief
the rich.
For every household.
Yeah.
Tick. And
electric
an
blanket.
Electric blanket.
Electric throw
blanket for every Australian.
Yeah. Correct. Because then people don't use that rebate money to buy drugs and cocaine and alcohol and, you know, fritter it away down at the casino.
Well, we're not providing cash. That's one of the things that we're doing is how it's delivered in order to put downward pressure on inflation is we just take it off the power bill.
Oh, see, because this is where Rudd went wrong. Rudd gave everyone $300 and we all rang our dealer and spent it direct and none of that money went into the economy with Rudd. So very good thinking, Albo, very good.
What we're doing as well is producing the second surplus in a row. So we're
I did
saving
notice
more
that.
Than
How
we're
much
spending.
Surplus? Listen to this, Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's
$9.3 billion.
Wow. And no one thought you'd
on
have...
On top of $22 billion last year.
Jeez.
How have you managed that? How's that?
Well, we're a responsible government. We went through and in this year's budget, we found $32 billion in savings. So it's hard to do that.
And what do you do? Do you just get a highlighter and go through all the accounts and think, well, we don't need that Netflix subscription. We don't
You'd have to go through a lot to get that.
That's what the treasurer's doing, right? Going through and saving.
Let me tell you, we do it through this committee, the Expenditure Review Committee.
Oh, they sound fun.
That met for hundreds of hours, I've got to say. over many weeks and indeed months leading up to the budget. But the bottom line is that our position is $200 billion better over the next 6 years than it would have been.
Yeah.
And that makes an enormous difference. We inherited a $78 billion deficit under the former government, and we've turned that into back-to-back surpluses. And that's good for the economy. It means less interest on the debt. It also puts that downward pressure on inflation.
This inflation go away and all these tax high? The inflation and the interest rate. Can't you wave some magic government wand and just make it all go away? How long is it going to last?
What we can do is just hard work, hard yakka, and that's what we're doing through this budget. We have inflation is now half what it was when we inherited the government in 2022. It peaked in the March quarter, so just over that 3 months, inflation increased by 2.1% in that quarter, and we've got annual inflation down to 3.6%. That's lower than was predicted in December last year of what it would be at the end of this financial year on June 30. So there's more work to be done because the inflation band we want to get it to is between 2 and 3%. But it's moderating. It's heading in the right direction at the same time as wages are increasing. So that's a very positive thing. And we've created 780,000 jobs on our watch, more than any government in history, any new government.
Well, I'm glad to hear you, out of your own mouth, mentioning all the bits that you never see on the news. You always just see the opposition always complaining and carrying on. I think, well, let's find out what's being done, not what the losers are bitching about. Thank you, by the way.
They just oppose everything.
That's the thing.
Even we've got this plan to make more things here in Australia. Now, you've got to say that's a good idea.
Australian-made,
to
of course,
make yeah. things to be more resilient,
yeah.
to take advantage of what we can do in the future, producing green metals and jobs that will
green metals?
Provide us
What's
with
a green
the
metal?
Secure future. What we do there
is
instead of producing steel and aluminium by burning coal,
yeah.
you do it through green hydrogen, which is produced by solar energy or wind energy. You produce hydrogen that essentially can take the place of coal.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Coal.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the green, by the way. I think you know that. But
it's where the global economy is going, and we can make a big difference. And they've said no to that. More things in Australia.
I agree. Prime Minister, well
thanks
done.
Thanks for your time.
From all around the place, pretty good budget for everyone, which is excellent.
Yes.
Jackie's tuned out. She's going through a hinge feed. Anyway, you know what it's like. Boys be boys, big girls be girls. Now, Prime Minister, make sure you, for that Bucks party at Rusty's joint, you're just going to need to bring a wetsuit. And I'm not going to say any more. Just bring pack a wetsuit. Goggles and snorkel.
What could go wrong?
Nothing, exactly. Prime Minister, thank you, mate. Nice to chat.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Wonderful budget.
And we remember an important principle there. What goes on tour stays on tour.
Oh, bro, you're talking to me.
Yeah, you don't have to worry there.
I invented that saying. The Kyle and Jackie O. Hour of Power.